Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody, on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Our friend Jim Peterson is here. Jim, obviously, longtime Lynx assistant coach, regular with us. You see him all the time with the Wolves. We're talking Lynx here because the Lynx clearly have been the best team in the regular season, and they are playing Phoenix last night. They're playing the Mercury. They have a 20-point lead, seemingly about to go up to zip. And guess what? Sports happens. 20-point lead gone. Phoenix wins in overtime. Jim's with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Pete, it is a reminder when I think of the NBA and make this comparison. The Bulls, the 96 Bulls, the 72-win team, they lost playoff games, right? And they still won the title. Then you have the team that would eclipse them, the 73-win Warriors team. Well, guess what? They lost playoff games, and they didn't win the title. So you tell me, as somebody still knows the league a lot, what is the part of last night's game that concerns you most, and what part of last night tells you it's just sports, it's never easy?
Well, it certainly is just sports. I mean, like, you know, I think one of the things that Cheryl Reed was very upset about was the fact that they didn't match the effort that Phoenix came out with in the second half, because I mean, obviously, in the first half, when you're up 48-32, you're up 16 at the half, and they really looked, like a force of nature in that first half. They shut down the Phoenix Mercury and drove their field goal percentage sub 40%. I mean, they were shooting 37.5%. Lynx shot 50%. And, Lynx just never got on track from outside the arc. Bridget Carlton never shot the ball well, but it's the physicality, and that's the one thing that I saw when I watched Phoenix play earlier this season in the first round, was that, you know, their ability to defend. Alyssa Thomas is, she's been an A-level defender for a long time, and she's just doing so much for this team, scoring, assisting, doing so much. Satu Sabally is, she has got tremendous size, Chad, and physicality as well. Natasha Mack is very good. Kalia Copper, she's known for being a big-time shutdown defender. So you knew they were going to come out with physicality, and that's, I think, one thing that really did disappoint Cheryl, is that the Lynx didn't match the effort that Phoenix brought.
Okay, so as we look ahead, if the Lynx, and again, clear-cut the best team in the regular season, if the Lynx aren't going to win the title, is that it? If teams can physically play with more force, is that where the Lynx are a little more vulnerable? Or is that just how Phoenix plays and that's just going to be their strength no matter what?
No, I think it's, you know, I think the Lynx can certainly play. They play physically as well. They get up into you defensively. They're an excellent defensive team. I mean, Alana Smith was defensive player of the year, and Nafisa Collier was defensive player of the year last year. So they've got tremendous physicality on their team. You know, Natisha Heideman didn't play much. She only played 15 minutes last night, and her and Jess Shepherd are pretty important to their bench. And you know, the Lynx got outscored 22-3.
Bench was nothing.
Off the bench, Chad. That was a big factor that Natisha couldn't be more effective, because she's been such a key person for them, giving them productivity off the bench. So, some of the late game stuff too. I mean, just watching the body language of the coaching staff, you know, when it came down to end of game situation in regulation, the 5 second call happened, that was kind of tough, you know, and Cheryl, she looked back at the bench, you kind of tell that she was a little bit upset with the execution. And then you know, they did the reset after that, and then they got their players in the backcourt, got proper spacing, got the ball in bounds, but the damage had already been done with the 5 second call. So, and then you wonder, when Courtney Williams makes the two free throws, Chad, makes it a 3-point game.
Where I was
again,
going here. Yep.
You know, she, you know, there's still 20 point seconds to go. And, you know, in that timeout, I'm not sure you talk about fouling there. You know what I mean? Like up three,
even with a veteran team.
I just don't know that you don't want to foul up three with that much time left.
No.
You don't just want to just hand them two free throws. So, you know, I think that with that much time left, and then, you know, the by virtue of the fact they got the offensive rebound,
that's
and then
got
they
foul.
Got it back out to Sammy Whitcomb. On the reset now, look, the veteran team, what you're saying is, could you on the fly, on the reset, you had a foul to give there, like, could you verbalize that? Well, I mean, I guess you can, but then it just gets confusing, and then you foul somebody in a shooting motion, and then now you're putting somebody on the free throw line, Chad. So I'm just saying, it's more difficult than you think it is to communicate these things in high leverage situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I get it. Again, Jim Peterson talking to us right now. We're talking about the Lynx series now 1-1 with Phoenix. They head out to the Valley for games 3 and 4. But, Jim, to me, this is a veteran, smart team. You've been on those huddles.
Yeah, for sure.
I have not been. But I just can't, Cheryl, Lindsay, and this whole Rebecca and this whole crew say, okay, there's 20-some seconds left. We're not fouling until it's under 10. Now, if you can't see the clock, then you're not fouling. But if you get an angle of the clock and the player's in a non-shooting motion, then I'm trusting the intelligence of this veteran team at that point to say, yes, I obviously get the concern about you're in the shooting motion. I just want to have that dialogue with the team and trust their intellect at that point.
Yeah, no, it's a valid point. I just don't want to second guess Cheryl because I just know how hard it is in those situations. And
I think she was second guessing herself, though, wasn't she?
Yeah, probably. I just don't know. I didn't hear her post game presser, so I don't know what she said. I don't know what she said about.
She
it,
was a little bit. Yeah,
I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure she is, and you're always going to second guess yourself after the fact. You know what I mean? But I'm saying when you're in it. It's when you're having to make those decisions in real time. It's more difficult. And trust me, you know, when I was coaching with Cheryl, we went through this whole dilemma multiple times.
Yes.
About fouling up three. And we got burned once in Dallas fouling up three. Lindsey Whalen was trying to get a foul on, and Odyssey Sims got into a shooting motion, like an unnatural shooting motion. She stopped short and got into a shooting motion. And then we also communicated to foul up three against Chicago in Chicago one time, and Wade didn't feel comfortable fouling against Courtney Vandersloot in a situation, and she didn't do it, and they ended up hitting a three, and we ended up losing the game because Vandersloot missed a free throw on purpose and then got a layup. And so anyway, it was just I'm just saying it's more difficult than you think it is, Chad. And I get what you're saying, but I don't know. I just think you got to move on from it and just focus on, you know, matching an effort against a Phoenix team that plays very physically.
I liked it.
And you know, Tibbetts has done a great job coaching that team, by the way.
I liked it better
done a
when
really
the,
nice job.
Your earlier answer said you're probably right. You could have just said you could have. You could. Okay. So the Lynx enter this series as a significant favorite. Not like it's it's a walk in the park because we're down to four here. Okay, they're still the favorite, but how big of a favorite are they now? 1-1 and Phoenix feeling very good about themselves.
Well, I mean, if you're going to win a championship, you've got to go through some adversity, and you have to be able to, you know, answer the bell. And I think that that's one thing that this Lynx team has done big time this season. They've answered the bell time and time and time again when they've been down in games. I mean, they just did it in the elimination game against the Valkyries. They were down big in that game in a very hostile environment. I mean, that place was a snake pit, Chad. And they went there. They were, what were they down? 17 late in the game. And they came back and won that game. So this is a team that's trial tested. Cheryl, I mean, I was texting with Cheryl after that Valkyries game just because it was such a gutty win. If you stayed up to watch it, you saw it for yourself, what that team was made of. So, you know, so, and they, and just, and you know, I just think that this Lynx team, it just very rarely disappoints. You know, they just play so hard. I just love Nafisa Collier. I wish she would have won the MVP. Alon Smith is just, she's so physically gifted defensively. And the funny thing is, you know, I was texting with Cheryl about this too. Like, it was just like, she was cut because she was not a good defensive player.
Yeah.
And for her to
That's
win the defensive player
turnaround.
Of the year, it seriously is. So, I don't know. You know, the bench needs to come in and be more effective. You know, Jess Shepherd and Heidemann aren't going to have games like this again. So, 22-3 is a difficult pill to swallow, but they'll do better.
On this, and then we'll let you go. Are you ready for the snake pit you're about to face this afternoon? You're about to challenge one of the better golf courses in Minnesota. Will it be a snake pit, or will you be in control of the snake like a halftime entertainer?
I don't know. I just hope I played better than I did yesterday. It was an embarrassment out there. It was I was not good. So
maybe
I played a lot better against you when I took all your money on Sunday, though. That's
Hello.
All I know. I was throwing darts on
Hello.
Sunday.
I walked out of there with money. That's my memory. All right, I'll let you go. Thank you.
Okay.
The great
okay,
Jim Peterson. Okay. Let's pause. Okay. You want to react to the links? You can. 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.